This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, October 1st, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Former Chinese House Church leader and China Aid founder Bob Fu testified before a U.S. House of Representatives hearing last week on China's persecution of Christians. Fu said the communist government has a 5-year plan to make Christianity more compatible with socialism, even planning to quote-unquote rewrite the Bible, reports the Christian Post. Communist revolutionary songs will be required singing by choirs before worship services. Fu told the House Foreign Affairs Committee that the persecution is unprecedented in recent decades.
The religious freedom in China really has reached to the worst level that is not seen since the beginning of the Cultural Revolution by Chairman Mao in 1960s.
Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Alberta's deputy education minister has threatened to cut funding and accreditation for independent schools in the Canadian province if they do not remove religious content from their policies, reports LifeSite News. Offending policy statements included saying that men and women were created in the image of God, making goals of developing godly attitudes toward marriage, and saying that God's law supersedes human authority. The Church of England has been facing debate over whether to refer to God in female terms. Last week, Bishop of Gloucester, Rachel Treweek, criticized referencing God as quote-unquote, he. However, British TV host Richard Medaley is speaking out, despite saying he does not believe in God or go to church, reports Christianity Today. Writing in The Express, Medaley condemned the Church of England for what he calls postmodern editing of the Bible, saying, quote, "Christianity has to offer a set of eternal, non-negotiable truths, a checklist of certainties. When it comes to faith, you cannot pick and choose, buffeted and blown by the winds of ceaselessly changing social convention and emerging science," end quote. Ephesians 4:14 says that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Last week, the government of Tanzania, Africa, terminated U.S.-funded contraception advertisements in their country, reports CFAM. Tanzania's health minister sent the termination letter to the group FHI 360, funded by millions of dollars from the United States Agency for International Development to increase contraception usage in Africa. Before the termination, Tanzania's President John Magufuli spoke out against the, quote, "harmful effects of birth control," end quote. Reports surfaced recently that Azusa Pacific Christian University in California changed their student standard of conduct agreement, lifting a ban on homosexual relationships on campus. However, a letter from the Christian College's Board of Trustees last week indicated that the change was not approved by the board and that the original wording has been reinstated. The board stated, quote, "The Bible serves as our anchor. We stand firm in our convictions, never willing to capitulate to outside pressures," end quote. A 7.5 magnitude earthquake hit Indonesia on Friday, causing a tsunami that killed 830 people, injured 500 others, and destroyed many buildings and homes. An air traffic controller in the city of Palu died making sure that a plane got off the runway safely after the earthquake. On Friday, the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee voted 11-10 to send Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh before the full Senate for confirmation, pending a week-long FBI investigation requested by the swing vote of Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake over abuse allegations against Kavanaugh by Christine Blasey Ford.
with regard to making sure that we do due diligence here, I think it would be proper to delay the floor vote for up to but not more than 1 week in order to let the FBI to do an investigation limited in time and scope to the current allegations that are there and limited in time to no more than 1 week. I will vote to advance the bill to the floor with that understanding.
Per the committee's request, President Donald Trump ordered the FBI to conduct a supplemental investigation into Kavanaugh's background, limited in time to 1 week. Stay tuned for my Worldview special report, featuring some of the most dramatic audio clips from the Kavanaugh hearing culmination, including a moment when he cried over the prayer of his 10-year-old daughter. You'll hear it immediately following the newscast today. And finally, Christians across the U.S. gathered at state capitals over the weekend for public prayer, worship, and gospel proclamation as part of the Tent America 2018 event organized by Awaken the Dawn. The event involved 3 days of round-the-clock prayer for revival in America. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, October 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time for a Worldview special report, written by yours truly. I'm Adam McManus. It was a dramatic development after unprecedented testimony in the he said, she said controversy, which has swirled around the Kavanaugh confirmation ever since someone from Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein of California's office leaked Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's name to the press. Listen to the spirited defense which Judge Brett Kavanaugh gave for himself last Thursday in testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
"Less than 2 weeks ago, Dr. Ford publicly accused me of committing wrongdoing at an event more than 36 years ago when we were both in high school. I denied the allegation immediately, categorically, and unequivocally. All 4 people allegedly at the event, including Dr. Ford's longtime friend, Ms. Kaiser, have said they recall no such event. Her longtime friend, Ms. Kaiser, said under penalty of felony that she does not know me and does not believe she ever saw me at a party ever. Here is the quote from Ms. Kaiser's attorney's letter. Quote, simply put, Ms. Kaiser does not know Mr. Kavanaugh, and she has no recollection of ever being at a party or gathering where he was present, with or without Dr. Ford." End quote. Think about that fact. The day after the allegation appeared, I told this committee that I wanted a hearing as soon as possible to clear my name. I demanded a hearing for the very next day. Unfortunately, it took the committee 10 days to get to this hearing. In those 10 long days, as was predictable, and as I predicted, my family and my name have been totally and permanently destroyed by vicious and false additional accusations. The 10-day delay has been harmful to me and my family, to the Supreme Court, and to the country. When this allegation first arose, I welcomed any kind of investigation, Senate, FBI, or otherwise. The committee now has conducted a thorough investigation, and I've cooperated fully.
Judge Kavanaugh objected to the outrageous behavior of the Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
This confirmation process has become a national disgrace. The Constitution gives the Senate an important role in the confirmation process, but you have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy. Since my nomination in July, there's been a frenzy on the left to come up with something, anything, to block my confirmation. Shortly after I was nominated, the Democratic Senate leader said he would, quote, oppose me with everything he's got. A Democratic senator on this committee publicly referred to me as evil. Think about that word. And said that those who supported me were, quote, complicit in evil. Another Democratic senator on this committee said, quote, Judge Kavanaugh is your worst nightmare. A former head of the Democratic National Committee said, quote, Judge Kavanaugh will threaten the lives of millions of Americans for decades to come. I understand the passions of the moment, but I would say to those senators, your words have meaning. Millions of Americans listened carefully to you, given comments like those. Is it any surprise that people have been willing to do anything to make any physical threat against my family, to send any violent email to my wife, to make any kind of allegation against me and against my friends, to blow me up and take me down? You sowed the wind. For decades to come, I fear that the whole country will reap the whirlwind. The behavior of several of the Democratic members of this committee at my hearing a few weeks ago was an embarrassment. But at least it was just a good old-fashioned attempt at borking. Those efforts didn't work. When I did at least okay enough at the hearings that it looked like I might actually get confirmed, a new tactic was needed. Some of you were lying in wait and had it ready. This first allegation was held in secret for weeks by a Democratic member of this committee and by staff. It would be needed only if you couldn't take me out on the merits. When it was needed, this allegation was unleashed and publicly deployed over Dr. Ford's wishes. And then, as no doubt was expected, if not planned, came a long series of false last-minute smears designed to scare me and drive me out of the process before any hearing occurred. Crazy stuff. Gangs, illegitimate children, fights on boats in Rhode Island, all nonsense, reported breathlessly and often uncritically by the media. This has destroyed my family and my good name, a good name built up through decades of very hard work and public service at the highest levels of the American government.
Judge Kavanaugh put the Democratic smear campaign into crystal clear perspective.
This whole two-week effort has been a calculated and orchestrated political hit, fueled with apparent pent-up anger about President Trump and the 2016 election, fear that has been unfairly stoked about my judicial record, revenge on behalf of the Clintons, and millions of dollars in money from outside left-wing opposition groups. This is a circus. The consequences will extend long past my nomination. The consequences will be with us for decades. This grotesque and coordinated character assassination will dissuade competent and good people of all political persuasions from serving our country. I am an optimistic guy. I always try to be on the sunrise side of the mountain, to be optimistic about the day that is coming. But today, I have to say that I fear for the future. Last time I was here, I told this committee that a federal judge must be independent, not swayed by public or political pressure. I said I was such a judge, and I am. I will not be intimidated into withdrawing from this process.
Despite the Democrats' best efforts, Judge Kavanaugh said he was not going to quit.
You've tried hard. You've given it your all. No one can question your effort. But your coordinated and well-funded effort to destroy my good name and destroy my family will not drive me out. The vile threats of violence against my family will not drive me out. You may defeat me in the final vote, but you'll never get me to quit. Never. I'm here today to tell the truth. I've never sexually assaulted anyone, not in high school, not in college, not ever. Sexual assault is horrific. After I have been in the public arena for 26 years without even a hint, a whiff of an allegation like this, and when my nomination to the Supreme Court was just about to be voted on at a time when I'm called evil by a Democratic member of this committee, while Democratic opponents of my nomination say people will die if I am confirmed. This onslaught of last-minute allegations does not ring true.
Judge Kavanaugh got choked up when he recalled a poignant moment when his 10-year-old daughter, Liza, suggested that they pray for Dr. Ford, who has accused the Supreme Court nominee of sexual misconduct.
I'm not questioning that Dr. Ford may have been sexually assaulted by some person in some place at some time. But I have never done this to her or to anyone. That's not who I am. It is not who I was. I am innocent of this charge. I intend no ill will to Dr. Ford and her family. The other night, Ashley and my daughter Liza said their prayers. And little Liza, all of 10 years old, said to Ashley, we should pray for the woman. It's a lot of wisdom from a 10-year-old. We mean no ill will.
Yesterday, the Los Angeles Times wrote, quote, Judge Brett Kavanaugh's raw, combative defense against a sexual assault allegation from decades ago may have saved his embattled nomination, but his angry, partisan words last week also may have damaged his ability to be seen as a fair judge on the nation's highest court, end quote. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina was fit to be tied over the way the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee had conducted themselves.
Are you aware that at 9:23 on the night of July the 9th, the day you were nominated to the Supreme Court by President Trump, Senator Schumer said, 23 minutes after your nomination, I will oppose Judge Kavanaugh's nomination with everything I have, and I hope a bipartisan majority will do the same. The stakes are simply too high for anything less. Well, if you weren't aware of it, you are now. Did you meet with Senator Dianne Feinstein on August 20th?
I did meet with Senator Feinstein.
Did you know that her staff had already recommended a lawyer to Dr. Ford?
I did not know that.
Did you know that her and her staff had this allegations for over 20 days?
I did not know that at the time.
Senator Graham then turned to Democratic Senators Dianne Feinstein of California, Chuck Schumer of New York, and the other Democrats, and said this.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You said that, not me.
Listen to what Senator Graham said next to Kavanaugh.
You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said, oh, because I voted for them.
Senator Graham then addressed his Democratic colleagues once again.
I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. Boy, y'all want power. I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham, that you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None.
Senator Graham turned his attention to Kavanaugh.
She's as much of a victim as you are. I hate to say it because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process. You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend. Do you consider this a job interview?
I've been through a process of advice and consent under the Constitution.
Would you say you've been through hell?
I've been through hell and then some.
This is not a job interview.
Yeah.
This is hell. This is going to destroy the ability of good people to come forward because of this crap. You have interacted with professional women all your life, not one accusation. You're supposed to be Bill Cosby when you're a junior and senior in high school, and all of a sudden you got over it. It's been my understanding that if you drug women and rape them for 2 years in high school, you probably don't stop. Here's my understanding. If you lived a good life, people would recognize it, like the American Bar Association has the gold standard. His integrity is absolutely unquestioned. He is a very circumspect in his personal conduct, harbors no biases or prejudices. He's entirely ethical, is a really decent person. He is warm, friendly, unassuming. He's the nicest person, the ABA.
Senator Graham then addressed Brett Kavanaugh's wife, Ashley.
One thing I can tell you, you should be proud of. Ashley, you should be proud of this, that you raised a daughter who had the good character to pray for Dr. Ford.
Senator Graham had a word of warning to his Republican colleagues, presumably both on the Judiciary Committee as well as in the full Senate.
To my Republican colleagues, if you vote no, you're legitimizing the most despicable thing I have seen in my time in politics.
And Senator Graham had one last thought for his Democratic colleagues.
You want this seat? I hope you never get it.
Senator Graham concluded his note-free, from-the-heart speech with these final words for Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh.
I hope you're on the Supreme Court. That's exactly where you should be. And I hope that the American people will see through this charade. And I wish you well. And I intend to vote for you. And I hope everybody who's fair-minded will.
Leviticus 19:15 says, "Do not pervert justice. Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbor fairly." You can urge your two senators to confirm President Donald Trump's nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com or call 202-224-3121. Meanwhile, an 8-member Supreme Court, divided by ideology and clouded by uncertainty, returns for a new term today, reports the Wall Street Journal. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.